Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 765 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from DJ Deleuze.
Hey, Pat, this is DJ Deleuze from London. You answered one of my questions back in episode 341, and it was fantastic. The advice you gave me was unreal. I've applied it to my work, and it's been awesome. I can't thank you enough. I've got one more question for you. Would it be fantastic if you could help me out with this? I'm trying to get people to sign up to a mailing list. I've got everything in place, ready to go. I've got people slowly signing up, the real hardcore fans. I've got a couple of hundred. But the problem I've got is getting people to sign up. What am I going to be giving them? I give away a hell of a lot of free mixes on my SoundCloud and my MixCloud. So giving them free mixes, people have already got them. So unless I was to maybe come up with a real exclusive mix that you can only get if you sign up. But any advice would be fantastic. Keep up the great work. Love to hear from you.
Hey, DJ Deleuze, thank you so much for the question once again, and I'm so glad that you're taking action with the advice that I gave you in the last episode that you were in back in, I don't know, episode 300-something you mentioned. But today I want to help you out even more, and so let's see if we can help grow your email list. Now, it's a little bit different for you because you are an artist, and you are somebody who is offering music, obviously, as opposed to information, so you can't necessarily just throw together an ebook or something like that to get people excited about joining your list. For artists, there's a few things that people can really offer to really entice people to get on their list that are a little bit different than for, say, somebody like me. So a few things you can do. You can offer a video. I think it'd be really cool for people who are doing this kind of artwork, music, drawings, paintings, that kind of thing, even actors, actresses. A great incentive would be for you to give and offer a little bit of behind the scenes. And a video is a really easy thing for you to produce. That might be a message from you, or looking at your sound studio, or some of the cool things that would be really fun for people to check out. Now, obviously, for your hardcore fans, you can just say, hey, sign up, and you won't have to offer them anything. But there are some people who are going to be on the fence who you can build an even stronger relationship with if you were to offer, for example, a 10-minute video from you about how you produce your music. And what's cool about this is this sort of plays along the same lines as what I do, and that is kind of opening up the doors a little bit of your business and showing people the insides. And the cool thing about that is when people see, it's sort of like a beer factory tour or a chocolate factory tour, and you know, people love to go to those. Why? Because they love to see how things work on the inside. And that's a cool thing that you can offer for free. So if you're already giving a lot of your sound stuff for free, that could be a fun thing that you could offer as well. Another thing that you can mention is that perhaps they get to hear some of your stuff first before anybody else. So maybe the day before it goes live, you actually share bits and pieces of and clips from your upcoming songs or lyrics from your upcoming songs or whatever that people would want to get interested in. Again, it's just one of those things where people feel like they have a little bit something extra than other people, than normal people. It's almost like the secret menu at certain restaurants or something like that. They feel special. And because of that, people are going to want to share that information and be really inclined to do so because they're going to feel like they're more of a part of your brand than most other people. So that's another thing that you can offer them as well. I'm also willing to open this up to the listeners out there. What else can DJ DeLuce offer for free that can entice his audience to subscribe to his email list? Now, I think I mentioned a few good ones. You might even be able to, for those of you who are coming up with ideas, use the hashtag AskPat765 on Twitter to leave DJ DeLuce some advice. So again, that's hashtag AskPat765. And if he agrees, we'll give the t-shirt that was going to be given away to him because he's already had a question featured on the show. We can give it away to somebody who leaves some advice. So I'll select somebody at random if DJ DeLuce chooses to offer his second shirt up for grabs there. Another thing that could work out really well is to make an event that would be worth signing up for. So maybe there's some sort of live event or live stream that you can do where people can sign in. And of course, those things get shared because there's an upcoming date and you can use certain tools to create, you know, to collect leads and things like that to offer people to share it. I think there's a, what is it called? Smart Bribe, I think is what it's called. Let me see. Smart Bribe. Smart Bribe is a tool that allows people that when they sign up for something, you can give them even something a little bit more if that they can only get access to if they share. So this could be a fun thing that you could use to get people to get to share things. And this is something that my buddy Brian Harris from videofruit.com introduced me to. And it works really, really well. We've used it to promote his webinars and things like that. And it could be something that could work really well for you too for an upcoming event. And the reason why I say an event, it doesn't necessarily have to be like an actual event, but it could be something that people know is coming, a Q&A or a live stream of some kind where you might be maybe even giving away something for free during that call or during that live stream. Approaching it like an event allows you and other people to really get excited about it, to build hype and around it, and to really hone in on just collecting as many email subscribers as you can in a short period of time. And that's something that could work out really well too. So DJ DeLuce, I hope that helps, and I want to wish you all the best. Keep me posted. I love hearing the updates. So give me a shout at Pat Flynn on Twitter if you hear this and when you put these things into action. We'll love to hear how it works out. Again, thank you so much for the question, and we'll see if anybody leaves any advice who can potentially get a t-shirt as a result too. So hashtag AskPat765 for that. Thank you so much, and all of you out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show too, just like DJ DeLuce, you can ask over at AskPat.com. I'm still running wild with this show into 2017, so keep asking away. We need more questions, as always. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote comes from Jim Rohn, and that is, "You must either modify your dreams or magnify your skills." That, I assume, is if you want to succeed. So modify your dreams or magnify your skills. Take care, and I'll see you all in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in,
and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.